it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Yankee Stadium tonight in the Bronx. Orioles and Yankees. Yankees trying to keep up with the Red Sox. They won today, and the Orioles here tonight looking for a second consecutive one-game win streak. Yep, another must-win, one of several yet to come, we hope. The Skipper, Buck Showalter, and the Geico Manager's Report right after this.
Rocco Botka with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's Manager's Report. Buck, the club ends a six-game losing streak last night, 2-1 against Toronto. 16 games left. I mean, I know they're all important. Did that have the feel kind of a must-win situation where you had to end that streak and stay 4.5 back for that second wild card?
Well, Rock, that's pretty obvious. I mean, I think to everybody at home and here in this clubhouse that, you know, we got to start winning ball games and put something together. Simple as that, regardless of what other teams are doing. And so that's, you know, I mean, how do you respond? I mean, do you say, well, it would have been okay to lose another one and we'll do it tomorrow? Because, you know, nobody's waiting until tomorrow. Everybody knows the schedule and how many games are left and how many opportunities. We look at it, you know, we're trying to look at it as opportunities. And, you know, in a week's span, things could look a whole lot different.
Big effort from Kevin Gausman last night. Does that show you something? I mean, you needed someone to step up, be the stopper, as they say, and he gives you that kind of a performance.
Well, you know, frankly, Rock, we've had some guys do that this road trip and pitch well. We just haven't scored enough runs to support that type of effort. And, you know, Kevin yesterday made a couple of big double play balls that not many second basemen turn other than John Scope. And Beckham made a big play. We had infield at a three depth that with Morales at third base. A lot of people forget about that play in the fourth or fifth inning. And, you know, it's not ho-hum, take it for granted, Zach coming back and being Zach in a time of need. And Darren O'Day pitched as good an innings he pitched all year.
I was going to ask you about Zach. Did he respond to, I know you don't like to say a blown save, but the failure to convert the night before, did he respond the very next night the way you'd expect Zach Britton to respond?
Yeah, I mean, he's been, you know, I'd like to say he's been doing that for a while, but, you know, he hasn't had a lot of experience with that, but I think his experience did allow him to realize that. And support, you know, I see his teammates after a game like that. Nobody feels worse about it than Zach, and especially a guy that's been hurt a lot this year. He wants to every opportunity he gets to make a contribution and do something for us, he wants to. So, you know, I think it's a combination of him having a strong constitution and having support of his teammates and staff.
Rocco Botka back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Back in the Bronx here for another series, 4 games. You guys are 1-5 here this season. That last series outscored 38-8. I know there are people that say, was there something about this ballpark that presented an additional challenge? Is it more just the team that you've been facing and just how good they've been?
Well, you know, like a lot of questions I get, you know, just about all of them are started with some numbers of your one and this and this and that and X number. Last few games you've had this many wins or that many runs, and that's how a lot of questions get started. But you know, we know that, and we play some close games here, and you know, but no one asks you about how well you played against them, say last year, year before, or at home. You know, that's just part of it. Someone has to start. We're aware of it, and we're going to do everything possible to make it not be some trend that continues.
Masahiro Tanaka on the mound tonight. Speaking of challenges, when he's on, what kind of challenges does he present?
Well, he's one of the lower fastball rates, Rocco, in baseball. He's going to be 30-35% just true fastballs. He'll cut the ball a lot, split, curveball, get me over for strike. He's not going to challenge you much. A lot of fastballs are showpieces off the plate in, trying to get you chase up. He's not going to get beat with his fastball, and we've got to make that adjustment and use the right side of the diamond.
Wellington Castillo back in the lineup tonight. There are different ways you can learn about a guy. The fact that he's back not just once but twice being hit where he was, and he's back behind the plate tonight, does that tell you a little something? Because you'd probably have to drag me back out there after that happens 2 times.
Yeah, I could get into some details, but I'm not going to. Nobody wants to hear it. But Cassie's a tough guy, I'm telling you, and he wanted to play yesterday, and we thought it'd be wise to wait another day. And he wants to be out there for his club. He's missed a lot of time in his mind. I think he's been unavailable to us for almost 20 games this year because of a little different things. So he does not like missing time. And I think it's a common thing of all guys that get back there, but especially with him, as is the physical and the want to there. It's kind of like you look at Stroman get on the mound yesterday against Mark Trumbo after, I'm sure he's thinking about, you know, getting hammered with a line drive. I mean, it happens every night. Umpires get back there knowing they may get hit, and, you know, that's what separates them.
Last question, Buck. Sunday starters listed as to be determined. Is there something specific that you're waiting on before you make that decision?
Well, we were waiting on guys and Bundy's outing to make sure that we felt like where they would slot in and we can continue to give some guys some rest. But we'll be announcing that shortly. We're ready to go because you know, we got all the people we need to see pitch and get their work days in. So we'll announce that here shortly.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
By the way, Ubaldo will start on Sunday. So what's going on with the Orioles right now? I mean, they won a big ball game last night, but they've lost 7 of 9. And right now, they're 4.5 games out in the wild card race. Now, one thing about Adam Jones, he will always give it to you straight. And he will do that with Jim Hunter when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
At Yankee Stadium in New York, it's the Orioles and Yankees. Birds looking to make it back-to-back wins after snapping their 6-game losing streak last night with a 2-1 victory in Toronto against the Blue Jays. Adam Jones up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles continue the road trip tonight. Game 1 of a 4-game series in New York against the Yankees after a big win last night and visiting with Adam Jones. And I know it's at the point in the year where every game is almost a must-win, but just to get that win last night to snap the losing streak, how big was that coming into this series?
I mean, it was huge. I think the bigger thing you look at is that Zach went back out the next night and got back himself into form and got that save. This game is hard. This game will beat you down when you're down. It's awesome when you're up. You know, it's a very mind screwing with game, if that's being politically correct in any way. But you just got to maintain level headedness. We're not out of it. Obviously, we have an uphill battle. I think. We all know that. You got other teams playing well, so it's not just about us winning. We need other things to fall in line, but the only things that we can control is how we play the game. And yesterday was a huge win. We got 2 runs in the first, and Gausman in the bullpen were able to hold up 2 runs. And there was opportunities; they had chances to score, but you know, the guys kept fighting. And, you know, we were able to pull out one. Now we're here in another very, very important series. And, you know, we need wins. It's no cliche anymore. It's we need wins. And it's just, I think it's clear cut as that.
You know, I think it's a good point that you raised there about the 2 runs in the first inning, because you were able to take advantage of the extra out on the error that got Beckham on. And then you and Trey back-to-back with big 2-out base hits to drive in runs. You don't know those are going to be the only runs, but those runs driven in with 2 down are huge.
Huge. And, you know, to get Gausman to go out there, any starter, it doesn't really matter who it is, to get a starter to go out there, have a run or two on the board, you know, so that they don't have to feel like they have to go, they can't make a mistake. And I understand, you know, when we're not scoring runs, the pitchers, it's just human nature to feel like, you know, hey, I can't make a mistake. I have to throw this ball. You know, I have to make good pitches. When you have that mindset, you know, home runs and walks and all that stuff that happens. But when we're able to go out there and give them a couple runs early, we see it in their eyes that they're like, yeah, thank you. So I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna attack the zone just like Gausman did, and he used his defense terrifically last night. So that the offense sets the tone. Obviously, the pitching sets the tone also. But when we work hand in hand together, we're a damn good team. So that's what these last, I think, 16 games to go, something around there. We really, really need we really need to be syncing on all 3 cylinders, because we ain't got no choice at this point.
Can you separate yourself from that and look at it as, okay, you won yesterday, so that's 1 in a row. Do you look at tonight, let's make it 2 in a row, or do you look at, here's the next challenge, so let's win this one?
Well, it's tonight. You could say, oh, we got who, you know, it's a 4-game series. We need tonight. Can't worry about Sunday. You can't worry about Saturday. You can't worry about Friday. You have to worry about tonight. Hopefully this rain clears up and we were able to get a game in. And, you know, we need to go out and we need to score more runs than the Yankees tonight. And when that 27th out is made, that final out, we need to be the ones high-fiving on the field so that it can continue to put our playoff hopes in a good spot, because, you know, losing 6 straight didn't help. I think everybody's seen that. It didn't help. And, you know, if we were able to get one or two out of them wins out of them games, it would have been a lot better. Obviously, going into Cleveland, they were playing terrific, so it really doesn't matter. They can play an all-star team right now and beat them, so they're playing terrific ball. So that's how the game goes. So what we need to do is handle our own business and not worry about nobody else.
Well, as far as the game goes, and you mentioned it, it's very hard to play, and it's even harder to figure out. This team at the plate in August was on fire. You turn the calendar page to September, and except for you and Trey, really, it's been tough to come by run producing. And is there any way you can look at that and say, well, here's why? It's they're all proven hitters, and they all go out and do the same thing day in and day out.
If someone could figure out the why in baseball, I think they will be the best player to ever play this game. I mean, that's the hardest thing to do is figure out a why. Things happen because they happen. There's days you have great BP, hitting the ball as far as you want, launching balls, just doing everything right, and then you get into the game and you're 0-4. And there's days you have bad BP and you get in the game and you're 3-4. There's no definitive answer, but if you put your head down and you grind it out and you're prepared, you put your best effort forward and you're healthy, good things tend to happen. And even with all those variables, you're still gonna suck and you're still gonna fail a lot no matter how good you are. Like, the best hitter in the game to me and one of the best players obviously is Mike Trout, and he's hitting 360 or Altuve, they're up there like 340, 360. And in life, I mean, in baseball, I mean, that's ungodly. But in life, there's failing at a 60%+ clip. Now, name one thing in life that you can fail that miserably at and keep your job. So, people, you got to trick yourself, like, to believe in, like, failure's all right. And it's crazy to even say that failure's all right. It's something you never would teach somebody. But you have to understand that to play this game at this level, you have to be able to take the good with the bad and be able to separate it, because if you've seen it. I know you've seen it in your career, guys that struggle and beat themselves down, they beat themselves down and beat themselves out of the game, opposed to guys that struggle and figure out and make the adjustments and use their tools to play the game. So I don't know. I just went on for a little for a little ramble real quick.
Well, Adam Jones, he got it right. And the Orioles in the month of September have the lowest batting average in the American League at .213. Looking to snap out of that here tonight. It is a muggy night in the Bronx. Stay tuned for Orioles baseball.
And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel and Jim Hunter back at Yankee Stadium, where it's in the loss column tonight. And as it turned out, the Yankees won the game right away in the bottom of the first inning when they got to Wade Miley for 6 runs on 6 hits. And really, Miley, his shortest outing of his major league career, he got just 1 out in that first inning and then was lifted. And for Miley, even that 1 out drove in a run. It was a nightmare. And so they scored 6 runs, and they won the ballgame 13-5. Aaron Judge, after that, made sure, as twice in the game tonight, he connected for 3-run home runs. Aaron Judge has now hit 11 home runs in 16 games against the Orioles so far this season. It's amazing. So let's go back to that first inning, even if we don't want to. Wade Miley began the game tonight by giving up a single to Jacoby Ellsbury. And then Judge came up. He singled. So the Yankees had 2 aboard with nobody out. And then the catcher, Gary Sanchez, came up to hit. Line drive, hooking, fair, into the corner in left field. That's going to be extra bases. Ellsbury is in. Judge is going to third, the ball back in, and Sanchez winds up at second. That's an RBI double, and Wade Miley's given up 3 consecutive hits to the first 3 Yankee batters, and it's a 1-0 New York lead. And it was just a taste of things to come. After that, Holiday, a ground out, but even that picked up an RBI, and then Headley came up to hit, and the pitch. Headley lines it over scope. That's a base hit to right center. That'll drive in a run. Sanchez coming in, the ball back into second base, 3-0 Yankees before you can blink. Yeah, so Miley struggling. Then Gregorius came up to hit, he singled, and so Frazier came up with 2 Yankees on base. Count 3-1, Frazier waits, Miley delivers. Frazier fly ball, right center, pretty deep, backing up is Adam Jones, backing up, and he can back up no more. That ball is gone. That is a 3-run home run, and the 4-game series at Yankee Stadium is off to a nightmare of a start. Buck is coming out to get Miley already. He gets 1 out, and that'll do it for Miley. Yankees ahead 6-0. Yeah, Miley, the shortest outing of his major league career. Now, the Orioles, well, they did get a run in the fourth inning.
Here's the 1-0, swinging a high fly ball deep left field down the line. Will it stay fair? Towards the corner it goes, and that ball is gone. And the Orioles get on the board here in the fourth. Jonathan Scope delivers his 32nd of the year. And it's a 6-1 lead for the Yankees now as the Orioles finally break through.
All right, so 6-1, but the game is only in the fourth inning. There's still time, correct? Well, maybe not. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Aaron Judge, well, made certain that the Yankees tonight would not be victimized by the come-from-behind Oriole team. A single by Frazier to get the inning started. Ellsbury then got a base on balls. So when Judge came up, there were two Yankees on base.
Here's the 2-1, swinging a high fly ball, deep right center field. That ball's going to go way back and gone. It's into the Yankee bullpen. And there is his 10th against the O's, and his 42nd on the year, and it's 9-1 New York.
Yep, 9-1 New York. Now the Orioles, in the sixth inning, they got another run.
And the pitch swinging a high fly ball to right field. That ball has some carry to it. Back it goes, and that ball is gone. Mancini goes opposite field for a home run. His 24th of the year. That makes it 9-2.
But then in the bottom of the sixth inning, again, it was a hanging Judge. Aaron Judge, again, he came up with two Yankees on base.
And the pitch swung on and drilled deep left field. Back it goes, and that ball is gone into the second deck. His second three-run home run of the game, and it's now 12-2 Yankees. Judge didn't waste any time. He jumped on the first pitch. So there's a new Yankee Stadium record. 27 home runs for Judge here at the new Yankee Stadium. It sets a new record.
Well, Aaron Judge now with 43 home runs this season. So he's getting closer to Mark McGwire, the all-time big league record for home runs by a rookie in a single season. Mark McGwire, when he hit 49 way back in 1987. Aaron Judge is at 43 now. And yet now with 11 home runs in 16 games against the Orioles so far this season. Well, in the seventh inning, I mean, the game was a done deal. So Buck began to empty his bench. The youngsters tonight got a chance to play. Among them was Chance Cisco.
Beckham on at first with one down, 0-2 on Cisco. And the pitch swinging a line drive down the line. There's a base hit for Chance Cisco. His first big league hit. Heading to third is Beckham. He will be held. And on at second base with a double is Chance Cisco. His first big league hit.
There you go. And then in the ninth inning, Chance Cisco said, you know what? I like that feeling. The 3-2 pitch. Fly ball, deep right field. Way back there. Oh, my goodness. Chance Cisco. Pointed it bye-bye. His first major league home run. Chance Cisco, in a way, saving the night for the Orioles. With a double, his first major league hit. And then his next at bat, he roped it, his first big league home run. About 13-5. Let's hope he gets that baseball somehow. Yeah, something to cheer about for the Orioles here tonight. After that, the game ended 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a line drive out. That just over 37,000 Yankee Stadium on this Thursday night. And Gallegos delivers. Line drive caught by the jumping second baseman. Torres with a leaping catch. And the ball game is over. And the Orioles here tonight. Scope hits a home run. Mancini hits a home run. Chance Cisco, his first major league home run, but the Yankees win it 13-5. Yep, this
Aaron
one
Judge
in the loss column.
Indeed,
Aaron Judge made certain, and Jim Hunter, he's got Buck Showalter when we continue with the Browns Hunter City postgame show right after this.
Jim Hunter back at Yankee Stadium, where the Yankees get 6 in the bottom of the first and go on to beat the Orioles by the final of 13-5. The only excitement for the Orioles in this one, Chance Cisco getting into the game late. And he got a double in the seventh for his first big league hit, then a home run in the ninth for his first big league home run. Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs now. Post-game comments, Gary Thorne is with Buck Showalter.
Very tough night for Wade, obviously. What'd you see, Buck?
Well, he wasn't the only one, but Wade just never got in step. He threw everything he had at him. They were squaring him up on everything. I asked Wellington, were you telling him what's coming? Because he is obviously kidding a bit. It's coming off some good outings, and it's frustrating. It's a good lineup against left-hand pitching and against right-hand pitching, but we didn't keep the ball in the park at all, obviously.
You got a couple of bright spots, at least for a couple of the kids, for Cisco, a chance to get in and take something home.
Yeah, it's good. You got to step back and not be that cold. No, that's a big moment for him, especially here at Yankee Stadium, off a good pitcher. Doubled down the line and came back with a home run. I like how he's catching so far. He's real quiet and calm, and bodes well for the future with him. So I will take some happiness out of that for him. We didn't do much with the kids out of the bullpen either.
You got the bullpen, the guys that you would like to use, and you get a chance to win if you can hold a game here.
Well, we had a lot of youth to get through not only the road trip in Cleveland and Toronto, a lot of close games there, and that's the one positive. Hopefully we'll get them back tomorrow, but we need some depth in our starting pitching if we're going to stay in this thing, and we certainly didn't do that tonight. It's frustrating.
The games here, there've been the Yankees have just scored so many runs here in the ball games against you in this ballpark. Is that a mental thing? Because you've played well here for as long as you've been here, you've played well here.
No, what it is we're not pitching well here. I mean, you look back at I see a lot of the pitchers. You make the right pitch call, and you're trying to go down away, and the ball, middle in, and you're trying to throw a breaking ball a little off the plate, and it's hanging in the middle of the plate. There's not much secret. Those go a long way up here.
All right, Skip, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, post-game comments of Buck Showalter as the Yankees win it by the final of 13-5.